Thanksgiving is around the corner, and I'm curious about how we're celebrating, who's coming to dinner, and what's on the menu. From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Taylor Coward, here with Jennifer Shea Lovelong and Cheryl Jackson. Thanksgiving season has us ready for some good eats.
Oh, are we talking about my mama's dressing now?
No, my grandmama knows she did that ham. And even better company.
Holidays have taken on a different thing for me.
And I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't put Brussels sprouts in mac and cheese. Signed, yours truly, When Magic Happens. All that and more coming right up.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Hello.
Hey, Taylor.
What's up?
What does a typical Thanksgiving celebration look like for your family?
It always involves a turkey, dressing. You know, my mother's very particular about her dressing, so it's not, she doesn't make it outside of the turkey. It has to be stuffed.
Oh, so she makes stuffing.
We call it dressing.
Wait, the dressing is outside of the turkey.
Right.
The stuffing's inside?
In the cavity is what I thought.
So she makes dressing or stuffing?
You know, I thought Black people call it dressing.
We do, but ours is on the outside. Our bird sits atop a pan of dressing rather than having dressing oozing out of the cavity of the bird.
Yeah, well, you can take this up with Ernestine, okay? You need to take this up with Ernestine because it's dressing, it's inside the bird, okay?
Okay.
Spilling out the neck cavity.
Somehow that just feels different.
I will not yuck your yum, but that is very interesting.
Oh, are we talking about my mama's dressing now?
No, I bet it's delicious. I bet it's delicious. In the bird or out the bird.
Because we finna fight, okay?
No, that's right. I bet it's tasty.
So does she cook it inside of the cavity?
Yes, she does. She doesn't like making it outside of the dressing because she likes the juices from the turkey kind of permeating the dressing.
Oh.
And so it adds the added flavor. She makes the best dressing, though. It's just like, okay, so... In your stuffing, no, you don't do
no,
stuffing.
No, I do dressing.
Do you do cornbread or, so we're cornbread dressing. What do you do?
Cornbread.
We're cornbread, celery, poultry seasoning, onion.
Because some
onion.
Because some people, you know, they do breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
We're
out
a
the
cornbread
bag.
Family.
Okay, yeah.
We do cornbread too.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad makes the dressing.
What's in yours?
And he can throw down.
And it's like he takes his time cutting everything.
Ooh, time. I think time might go in there.
Oh, the seasoning. Ha ha, got it. Okay.
I'm like, oh, wait.
What about it?
But yeah, it's good.
Are y'all in the bird, out the bird in your family?
We're out the bird.
Okay.
In a little. But we do green bean casserole.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, that's interesting.
I didn't mean to profile you, but.
That's in a row. She is from New Mexico, so.
So where do you typically go? Like, we'll go to my grandmother's house. That's like our big meeting place. Mm. So where do y'all typically end up?
Well, you know, for my family, we've been moving around now. We used to actually go home. I'd go home to New Mexico. But like, for example, last Thanksgiving we were in Vegas, and that was fun, a little bit different, you know. And then also I have a cousin who lives in kind of the DMV area, and she hosts Thanksgiving as well. So sometimes we actually spend Thanksgiving with her, and sometimes, you know, I host, but don't nobody want to come to my
place. You're like, I'm providing a location.
Exactly. And an oven for you to cook. How about you, Cheryl?
We're typically at my mother's, which means I have to work.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
so it's shopping. I'm the sous chef in the family.
I'm a peeler.
You're a peeler?
Oh. I typically have orange hands on Thanksgiving Day. From peeling sweet potatoes all day.
Oh.
And my immediate family is like 12 people. Yeah, I feel the burden of sous chefing on a spiritual level. But I think it's fun. And then when it's your turn to take over, you like are going to already know what to do.
Yeah.
I generally like to wait till Ernestine goes on upstairs because I like to sous chef with a glass of wine.
Oh. Okay.
Or champagne.
Okay.
I remember for Christmas one year, I was putting together a toy for one of my nieces. It was a lot of little parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about two glasses of champagne in. I was like, I don't know what this toy going to look like when she get up in the morning, but here's the box.
She going to have it.
Look like. Yes. But that's what I like to do. It especially now, you know, since I've been divorced, before I got divorced, I go every other year to Memphis. But now I get to be in Memphis for each holiday. And every now and then another family member will step up and we'll go maybe to my brother's. But it's mostly we're hosting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Relationship splitting is a holiday hassle that I'm recently encountering. It's nice to have multiple places to go, but there's some strict scheduling that has to happen.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, what time are we going to see your dad? What time are we going to your auntie's? What time are we going to my mama's? Like, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't imagine I'd be doing, but
here you are.
Here I am.
There you are.
Splitting my...
Adulting.
Adulting. Yeah, having adulting. A calendar on the holidays. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's... did you have to do that? Or like you were like, I know where I'm going to be every year.
Now it's different because I'm splitting it up. And the kids, like, for example, this year, the kids are with me for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So we're going to go to New Mexico. And yeah, but normally it's like, you know, splitting holidays in that way. And I always end up finding something very interesting to do.
What do you have planned this year?
Well, this year we're going to go to New Mexico.
Well, you don't cook, but
I don't. And don't nobody want me in the kitchen. So,
it's mutual.
I mean, I'm like, it's all good because, you know, not even for like a sous chef. I'm like, can I cut some stuff? They're like,
right. No, just go spin records. Go DJ.
Play some music.
That's right. Your parents are still in New Mexico, right?
Yeah, both of them are still in New Mexico.
Gotcha.
Both of them cook amazing, you know, and I try to encourage that.
Right.
You don't need me. But you need me to go to the grocery store, I got you.
That's right.
So,
but sometimes on the holidays, I choose to just close my Instagram because of all the bad plates that I see. And all the comments are like, my mama threw down.
Yes.
My grandmama knows she did that ham.
Yeah.
And it's always the saddest, skimpiest, wettest plate I've ever seen. And I don't comment. You know, I'll do a heart or I'll say nothing at all.
Right.
But a lot of times, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. To each their own. But... Are y'all
okay? Well, I posted my picture. Okay, I posted my picture, my mama's food on the Instagram. Okay, and I was like, it was chock full of food. I was like, look,
good.
If you are lactose intolerant, this ain't for you.
It's not the house.
Okay, if you are vegetarian or vegan, this really ain't for you. Okay.
then I would have hearted your plate.
If you're avoiding calories, this really ain't for you. Okay.
I can get down with that. It's the new age plates.
Mine's a paper plate.
With tofu. Yeah, mine is a hefty paper plate. Sometimes we do a holiday hefty plate with a turkey.
The new age plate, though.
Okay, a new age plate. Like, if I see a meat substitute, I'm like, really? Just don't have it at all. Right.
We don't call it Thanksgiving.
We don't need tofurkey. I don't want to see a tofurkey on a plate. Just do no bird-like thing at all. You know? That's low vibration.
That's real interesting. Because actually, the Thanksgiving we went to in Las Vegas mm-hmm. was hosted by my brother and his friend, mm-hmm. right? And there were some interesting items on the menu. Yeah.
Was there tofurkey?
I mean, I thought it was accommodating to all palates. That was my perspective. You know, it's kind of like, oh, I can have a salad and some more
and
salad.
An impossible ham.
Right.
Impossible ham. That's hilarious.
Impossible ham.
I want to see what Tabitha Brown's going to do with Thanksgiving.
What? I love her.
Well,
some people
say that her recipes, you know, ain't hitting.
Really?
Yeah, some people say that.
So, really?
I have not tried. I bought her cookbook, but
really?
I haven't tried
but
it
But she
yet.
Got such a good personality.
But I like when she be making them sandwiches.
Yeah.
I saved her, like, it was like a carrot bacon. With like smoke flavor added. I saved it. It's on my food.
Have you tried it?
No. It's like, but you know, when you see some of you, like, you know you're not going to do it. But you're like, oh, I'm going to try that.
Right. You know you're not going to do it.
I saved it. I haven't done it.
I'm going to check her page. I'm going to check her Instagram on Thanksgiving to see what's up with Ed Tab's house.
That's so funny because I think, you know, her food looks amazing to me.
Brightly colored.
It looks. That's what people are saying.
Right.
Versus taste. But hey, Tab is all good in my book. Okay. So.
Carrot bacon.
I like when she does the artichokes or something and she makes it look like crab meat.
Oh, I
need to try that.
Yeah.
But it's not Thanksgiving. So.
But can I? Okay. So let me. I'm curious about this. Mm-hmm. Taylor, what's a low vibrational plate?
To the person who created the term, she feels that it's a plate with too much food on it because that's excessive and gluttony. To me, I'm the opposite.
Okay.
A low vibrational plate is a plate with not enough food on it. Oh. I want food falling off the plate. I want juices spilling off the plate. that's a high vibrational plate.
And it's got to be good?
Yes, good food.
Yeah, good food. And it's got to be classic.
Hot. Yeah.
And hot. Right.
I think it looks
pretty, too.
I mean, we cannot be having no Charlie Brown meal, okay? You know that thing on Charlie Brown, they have popcorn and sad little tree, and that's the Christmas Thanksgiving dinner.
But Jennifer, you want an Instagrammable plate.
I do. Well, I also, when I think about high vibrations, I think, like, it's vibrant, you know, the macaroni and cheese, the sweet potatoes, the kale.
All of it.
No, I just would like to know what you prefer, pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Sweet potato.
Pecan.
That was not an option, ma'am, okay?
A third.
You don't like either?
Yeah, I think that debate never was an issue for me because both are too
starchy. Watch yourself.
They're just starchy. Like, I like I like cheesecake because it's like the filling is smooth and then the crust is crunchy and the crunch has texture. But like sweet potato pie and what was the other one? Pumpkin pie.
Well, sweet potato pie have you been eating?
But you know how you feel those strands in a sweet potato or pumpkin pie. You feel those strands of.
I feel like you feel them more in pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I don't feel them in sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato is smoother.
My mother makes. She whips it by hand.
Yeah.
Smashes it with a fork. Yeah, she does it.
Oh, she does all of it by her hand?
All by hand.
Wow.
Her stuff is so smooth.
Can you put one in the mail?
Can I know. That's what I'm saying. Bring some sweet potato pies.
If you nice to me, I'll come
selling pies.
We could do
like selling pies.
Out my trunk. Okay. has ever been anybody done a Friendsgiving?
I've done that. We did that one year.
How was it?
It was really fun. It was nice because it was one of those holidays where I didn't have the kids for Thanksgiving, but we celebrated the night before, mm-hmm. and we had people come over. Everybody brought a different dish. Some of them were low vibrational. But that's okay because we're friends. And everybody brought a dish. But you know what was lovely about it was, I think for a lot of people, it was something nobody had ever done before, mm-hmm. you know? And so we kind of sat around. We talked about what we were thankful for. We played games. The kids invited some of their friends over too. And it was just, it was festive and fun and lighthearted and it was lovely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
When I invite you over and I'm cooking, you're going to eat and it's going to be good, but it's going to be late. Okay. It's going to be late. I promise you that. Okay. I mean,
starting. Well, what's late? Like, what time do y'all eat?
I remember Christmas Eve. I was in the parking lot making out my list, grocery list.
Stop.
It was at 9 o'clock at night. Make it out of grocery list.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to eat and it's going to be good. But, you know, as my mother says, you just got to go ahead and get your snacks ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. And don't ask me when it's going to be ready.
Do not. Do not.
You don't like that question.
No.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Well, we have some debates. I think we started with pies,
mm-hmm.
but I do see, okay, we've already gotten a little antsy about this first one, but is stuffing the same as dressing? Why or why not?
I think stuffing involves, you know, breadcrumbs, you know,
okay,
dried like bread, like French bread.
Why am I taking notes like I'm in school?
Right.
I just wrote down breadcrumbs. Let me stop myself.
You're hilarious. That's my take on stuffing. It's
I
like
agree.
Involves. Also, I thought it was something that
is stuffing moister because it's inside the cavity of the bird, or is it also? Is it the same consistency?
I thought stuffing was drier.
Oh, stuffing is drier than dressing?
I thought, like, dressing, my mom puts, because she also make a chicken,
mm-hmm.
and so she'll use the, like, stock and juice that came off the chicken mm. and put that in the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, dressing is, like, moist.
Okay.
And yeah, dressing is so much more. So, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the word dressing. Okay. Because you dress the bird, which means it goes in the bird.
No, you stuff and stuff it in the bird.
Because I've seen stuffing like
I'm gonna Google it and see what comes up.
Right, because I think of stuffing always outside the bird. I mean,
yeah, I don't. So this is an interesting conversation
because you tiebreaker. Actually, what do you think, Jennifer?
Well, okay, so I thought dressing the way I grew up with dressing is in a like casserole pan,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I did think that stuffing was inside of the bird, But we also call the dressing stuffing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like maybe it's interchangeable.
Yeah.
I think that the most PC answer you could possibly get?
Let's run Jennifer for president. She did that.
I think they are interchangeable. Because when I Googled the word stuffing, I'm getting Jennifer's casserole dishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I Google. And like.
That's what all I see associated with stuffing
is in a casserole.
But
maybe dressing is more of a soul food take on stuffing. So it's
the word dressing, like dressing the bird. Mm. Okay,
you're like, I'm not letting this go.
Girl. Okay,
the bird look cute.
My mother starts by she does not buy stock. She makes her stock. Does your mom make her stock for the dressing?
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
It smells so good in the house.
And I'm like, let me eat that floppy carrot.
Yes.
It's been in there 10 hours.
Right, smells so good.
I do love that. I like the smells associated, mm-hmm. like the day before, because my mom starts late at night, mm-hmm. and so the whole house will smell good if it's a non-Chitlin holiday.
Mm. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
My family loves chitlins.
I love chitlins too. It's not going to be a lot. It's hard to.
It boils down to very small.
So nobody's going to sit down with a bowl of chitlins. Okay.
Really?
Because it boils down. Also, it's hard to get now.
Really?
During the pandemic, there was no chitlins to be found.
Oh, why? We was duking it out at Pete's Produce.
because they were understaffed. And so. They were only focusing on, you know, the main parts of the animals. So the chitlins, they were like, we don't have time for this throwaway food. So they weren't, you know, preparing the chitlins to be shipped. Hmm. So there was something that was like $5 a bucket turned into $40 a bucket.
Stop
during the
it.
Pandemic.
Stop.
Yep. I know,
$40
right?
for some intestines?
Yes.
But this has me thinking, we have to work so hard for our food. Like, my cousin was like, she was like, I'm going to do the greens.
That's
and
a
she
lot
picked and
intestines.
Picked and picked all day and ended up with
very
maybe
little.
Un tiny Dutch oven of greens. But my mom makes a vat of greens. And so she expected to do what my mom does. What she doesn't know is that me and my mom are watching the Law and Order Bingeathon with three garbage bags of mustards, turnips, and collards in front of us, picking all night.
All night.
And that makes the pot that she knows. And so she bought like 2 bushels.
Oh, yeah. Put her out. You cannot come in.
She was so disappointed. And I was like, girl, that's the way to cook. That's the way the green crumbles. I'm like, you think you got a pot, but. And chitlins seem to be the same way.
It's the same way. You got a taste.
It's a lot of water, I think, in them.
Man. But, you know, I think you're right. It's labor-intensive dishes. Yeah.
And we eat it in an hour.
Yes.
And I didn't know any of this.
You're like, I'm outside
I am
the kitchen.
Never in the kitchen.
But all the food that we make, like, is really a labor of love. Like,
that's why it's about love. You know, soul
and soul.
And soul. Because you're putting your everything into it.
Yeah.
I mean, hours, feet, ankle swelling, standing on the floor.
All of it.
Standing on the floor for hours, okay? And then my mother would put the bird, the turkey in the oven, usually at night. Then somebody got to set the alarm, okay?
Oh, yeah,
get up
right.
at 4.
That's right.
Check it. Don't take it out. Open up. You know, she likes double wrap it. It's got to be a certain color, certain shade. And, you know, you don't want that to be on your watch. The turkey burns, okay?
Yay. We're threatening to buy one this year because I think we want a deep-fried turkey.
I kind of do, too, Taylor.
Yeah, so I think we're going to outsource that one. Have you seen the videos of people, like, lighting their whole porches on fire trying to deep-fry a turkey?
We're going to buy it.
Yeah, we're going to buy it because, like,
you got to put your order
people
in
people get scared. I need to hurry up. People get scared with the grease, and so they'll just drop the bird in. And then that'll spill out. And I saw this man's porch catch on fire, a wood porch.
Oh, no.
So you got to, like, slow dip it into this big vat of grease.
Yeah. Who's scary. Doing that? That's scary. Mm-hmm.
Somebody else.
Yeah. That's right. You somebody got my $40.
$80,
okay.
too.
Right.
Thanksgiving can have, like, different feelings for different groups of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's a day of mourning.
Sure.
And for some people, we're just like, we're here to eat.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
play some space.
Or we're here to watch football.
Yeah.
It depends right. on the person.
Yeah.
So what do we, how do we personally reflect on Thanksgiving as a day, and kind of what have we reshaped it as?
It's a day of family, mm-hmm. family, gathering, coming together, eating. And it's both the honoring the energy and effort and love that goes into making a Thanksgiving meal, and then those who've prepared it, just enjoying watching other people enjoy your food. And, you know, when my father was living, the big part of Thanksgiving was football. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably why I'm not a football fan to this day. My father just overdid it, okay? overdid it, okay? It was 24/7. But now that he's not here, my mother and I, well, what, the Buckeyes, are they playing? Also, wait a minute, Macy Day Parade, is that Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That's a huge tradition.
Yeah.
You wake up, you know, on Thanksgiving watching the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
That's a big piece of it. And then you end the day with football.
Yeah. So holidays have taken on a different thing for me, mm-hmm. which I may have shared with y'all, is just, you know, this sort of separation from my kids, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to, you know, prepare myself. I have to get myself kind of in a good mental place mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. deal with, you know, hey, if I'm with them or if I'm not, how do I make it special if we're together? Mm-hmm. And how do I do differently if we're not, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, I've now become in the habit of trying to switch it up every time. But one of the things that I appreciated about Thanksgivings before is the tradition in them, right? And, like, I remember when the kids were younger, we would actually go, there's this Hosea Feed the Hungry in Atlanta. We would go and actually in the morning we would feed people in the community, right? Mm-hmm. And so that part of it was just, it was fun because we were doing it together. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, before we actually partook in our meal together, and it was a tradition, you know. And so I miss some of that. I miss the tradition, but I also am sort of appreciating, celebrating new things, like having, you know, a low vibrational Thanksgiving in Las Vegas.
The whole thing is low vibration, not just the plate.
Right.
Like, it's a low vibration.
Low vibration. The whole freaking state, city.
No, but you know, I am thankful to celebrate it, mm-hmm. you know, but I also, it makes me more reflective, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's, for me, like a kickoff to the holiday season.
Mm, yeah.
And it's like the first time you'll see certain people maybe that whole year or for a long time. Mm. And we're all just together and celebrating. I think as a country, we have different ways that we show up on certain holidays that aren't typically tied to like their origin. But I do know that it is a day that I look forward to. Where do we stand on breadcrumbs on mac and cheese?
I'm not familiar.
I beg your pardon.
She said, I'm not familiar.
Okay,
I'm a hard no.
Hard no? Okay.
I was trying to be nice, okay, just in case somebody up here did that, okay?
I have a pop quiz now. I think Cheryl's going to pass. Okay.
Which of these items does not belong on mac and cheese? A, cream cheese. B, sour cream. C, Brussels sprouts. D, carrot.
One carrot.
E, all of the above.
I'm gonna go all with E.
All of the above.
You passed.
Okay. I'm gonna go with E.
Okay.
I mean,
you're like, I'm feeling that
somebody
carrot.
Who uses sour cream?
Do we?
I do not.
How about what the?
And that's
what
probably
about
for
the
a
Brussels
reason.
Sprouts.
I think that, you know, I could see maybe cream cheese because I feel like Thanksgiving, a lot of people go hard on cream of blank. People are like, I'm putting cream of mushroom in here. And I'm putting, you know, like.
But see, that they broke the cardinal rule.
Trying new things.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to try no new things on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. I love my aunt dearly. Mm-hmm. But she did make deviled eggs. And we were all so excited. And we ran to get deviled eggs. You best believe they had tuna in the middle.
Stop.
You best believe. And I said, who would leave a full plate of deviled eggs? Look at these beautiful deviled eggs sitting here untouched. It was like one or two missing. And I went and got one.
You know, why.
Fish.
Not fish. Fish. You said that like there was some fried catfish. Fish. Okay.
I was devastated. I love a deviled egg. But she was the hostess that year, and I guess no one wanted to confront her on it. Okay. Now we have some quick rapid fires to close us out.
Okay.
Number one, canned or homemade cranberry sauce?
Canned.
Canned.
Agreed. Turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Neither. I like tofurkey.
Okay. Okay, move. Okay. Just move.
Okay, now we're about to lump some. Collard greens or kale?
Collards. Uh-oh.
I'm afraid.
You're afraid to say your speak your truth?
The scarlet letter in the room.
I mean, I like kale.
We'll support you from afar.
She's like, I just want kale and tofurkey.
I see why nobody wants you to, is looking to you make anything for Thanksgiving. I get it.
I put sour cream in my macaroni and cheese.
I'm going to try that. I'm kidding. I'm going to give it a try. Pound cake or cheesecake?
Pound
cake.
I do like cheesecake.
Okay.
I like pound cake, but I feel like that can be all year round after church cake. But like cheesecake, you could do a pumpkin swirl. Or like a sweet potato swirl cheesecake.
Oh, do you do that?
Yeah, I've had that before.
Is it good?
My mom's coworker had a fundraiser that was cheesecakes, and we'd buy her out every year.
Wow.
And there was one that would swirl holiday flavors.
Oh,
so like,
that's cool.
It would be like choco swirl, pumpkin swirl. It was really delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Very tasty. I see hot water versus Jiffy.
Jiffy.
We're a Jiffy
Straight
family.
Jiffy.
It depends.
Now, when you say hot water, you're, like, making it from scratch?
Cornmeal. So, yes, you're working with the original cornmeal. So, my mother makes her cornbread for dressing with cornmeal, not Jiffy. Stuffing.
I like Jiffy.
No. I saw how you try to slide that in. Okay. No, there would be a negative. Dressing. She does... She does as cornmeal because she says it. She doesn't want it too sweet. She's going for a savory.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, PSA, just, you know, check your meal and your flour for them little bugs. Ooh. We've had a Thanksgiving where we opened the flour and saw those little things.
Oh, yikes. Y'all went to Jiffy.
I was knocking on Jules' door. Like, let me in. But yeah, a lot of things can go wrong. So
that's true.
Stay safe out there.
I know.
don't deep fry your turkey by yourself.
Skin graft your whole body.
stay safe. Oh. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens. And follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
You can find me, Jennifer Shea Lovelong, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
And you can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson, and that's Cheryl with an E.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Production assistance by Justin Bull. Engineering by Maria Lopez. See y'all next week. The kale is kaling.
You still trying to throw this kale into this conversation.
The beet.
I've never had a Thanksgiving beet.